We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, it's not for basketball. I mean, we have been talking about UB basketball. I mean, we could be playing this. They did clinch the MAC title last night, regular season title. Congratulations to Nate Oates. It's spring football. A lot of key questions going on as UB gets to work, trying to get things ready for the 2019 season. We're going to talk to Lance Leipold in a moment. 803-0550 to join us this morning. 888-550-2550. We've been talking a little bit about UB, a little football, about the Sky Judge and the draft. We were even talking about the NHL. They're all happy. Things are going well for the league. Scoring's up. The GMs didn't have any major issues to tackle. So we're talking about if there's something you really think they're missing the boat on. Playoff format, 3-1 points, offer sheets. 803-0550 to join us, 888-550-2550. We are going to the Western Hotline because, the football team's busy. They're working. They're going through spring practice, and we're joined by their head coach, Lance Leipold, with us here on WGR. Lance, it's Howard and Jeremy. Nice to talk to you again. How you doing?
Yeah, great to hear your voice. We're doing well. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. So were you busy watching the combine over the weekend to see how Tyree was looking?
I did catch parts of it. Unfortunately, we had a junior day where we had 175 juniors on campus, but I did record it and get a chance to catch most of it. And I know Anthony did a little bit as well, and really proud of what those guys were able to show in such a big stage.
Did you see the part where Steve Smith was telling him to stop throwing the ball so hard to receivers? Did you guys ever have to tell him to dial it down in practice?
Yeah, well, our managers laughed at it. They've been catching his balls for 4 years, and we never had to tell them to slow it down. So obviously, our managers, they just put a pair of gloves on and make it happen. But, we've known Tyree's arm strength for a long time, and sometimes he gives them the old heater. Sometimes we used to say like Ricky Vaughn in Major League. So,
Hey, you know what? You had guys at the combine, you had guys at the Senior Bowl, you had Khalil at the East-West Shrine Game. There's three guys playing in the Alliance right now. How can all of that impact recruiting and the program going forward, in your opinion?
Oh, it's a huge boost. I was able to get, there's another smaller bowl game, the Tropical Bowl in Daytona Beach.
Right,
Cam Lewis and Chuck Harris played there. I actually got to go to that game, tied it into some recruiting, saw practice at the East-West Shrine as well as catching up practice at the Senior Bowl. And to see how our program is now viewed among many people, at the higher ranks is definitely encouraging. And then, of course, what it does for recruiting and everything in our profile, I guess, is the catchy word today is our brand and everything. And you add to what our basketball program keeps doing. I just saw a graphic, other than University of Cincinnati, a combined football-basketball program, nobody has more wins this year than Cincinnati than us. And so you look at everything and how it's changed. All those things, Howard, really help us, work on taking the next step to be consistently a winner and somebody that's going to compete for championships.
The good news is all these guys are showing off, and it's good for the program. The flip side is you have a lot of big shoes to fill. Let's start at quarterback and how you go about filling the shoes of Tyree Jackson, and you have any thoughts on that position and the competition there?
Well, it's going to be a competition, and when you lose somebody of that caliber and what everything he did for our program, there's going to be some unknown things are going to happen, especially that he stayed healthy last season. So Kyle Van Treese is a young man who started a game as a true freshman when we went through a couple quarterback injuries, and with the new redshirt rule in NCAA football, we were able to get him on the field a few times, but yet we saved his year of eligibility. So he'll be a sophomore, probably has the most game experience. Dominic Johnson is another young man who did get to see probably his most extensive time this year. And as many people know, is also on the basketball team, but he is participating in practices. And then, you know, I think the one that maybe most of your listeners will be familiar with is Matt Myers. Matt's been slowed by a little injury here, but we're extremely excited about what Matt has shown in his first season in our program and being able to lead our football team. So that's where it, that's, you know, where it is right now on campus, and I know that's going to be a great competition, and we're going to find someone that's going to lead our football team.
Lance, do you use spring practices at all to determine starting spots?
Well, I don't know if it's totally going to cement them, because you know, it's going to give you a good indication where you're heading in the fall camp. You know, and so I think it's going to give you a better chance of where you're going to line up. There's a lot of things to get done, you know, and so I guess in a roundabout way, I don't know if you're asking, are we going to name a starting quarterback at the end of spring? No, I don't see us doing this at this time.
But, no, not just that. I mean, like wide receiver, you know, linebacker,
yeah,
cornerback.
You know,
you got center.
Know.
You know, you got a whole bunch of openings there.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be like, hey, this is it's your job and everything. But I think I think some guys have had opportunities to separate themselves from competition in the past and kind of give themselves the leg up. But again, from everything that we've done, and I think the best place to look in our program about competition and what you take advantage of is our running back position a year ago. And, you know, Emmanuel Reed was, you know, had 800 yards and did a nice job for us. But, you know, Kevin Marks started to make his push last spring to show that he was going to be somebody that was going to really help our football program. And then Jared Patterson had just arrived on campus, and he started to show some of those flashes. So did they put themselves in that position to be starters? No, but they sure put themselves, to be in the conversation for fall camp, and obviously they took advantage of it.
Lance, final thing. You know, you mentioned basketball a moment ago, and you see the success now, Bobby Hurley and now Nate Oates, and over a stretch of years here. How do you do that with football? How do you go about taking what you had last season and using that as a springboard for an extended amount of success?
Well, you have to keep, remember what got you there, first of all. And you have to, you know, stay to the fundamentals. A lot of things that you hear, Nate, you got to stay gritty. You got to keep working. But you've got to continue to work, recruit well, develop. The evaluation process is very important at a school like ours. And not just ability-wise, Howard, it's also, are they going to be able to fit in what the culture is here and the work it's going to take? In the off season, I had a former MAC head coach tell me, you know, send a congratulation text. But he also kind of put in there, again, is the challenge in MAC, in the Mid-American Conference, in football, is sustaining success. Mm-hmm. It's one that's usually been a veteran-driven conference and league, especially at the quarterback position. So those are some of the things that we got to continue to work on here. But the nice thing about it, and one thing we haven't talked about in this talk, I know we'll talk more during the season, is the veterans that we have up front. And anytime you have a new quarterback or anything there, if you have experience in the offensive line, that can help you get through some growing pains. And I think that's going to be a great thing for us to start as we look, I guess, to put this 2019 team together.
Well, good luck with the practices. I'm sure you're glad to be on the field coaching again. And as always, Lance, we enjoy having you on the show. Thanks for your time this morning.
Well, thank you very much, Howard. Great to be with you guys. Have a great week.
You too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.